For more on the verdicts, we turn now to former U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Donald Stern. Good morning, Mr. Stern, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome.
I wonder, speaking as a former U.S. attorney, how important are these guilty verdicts for the office of the current U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, Carmen Ortiz?
Well, I don't know that it's so much a victory for the office as it is for the system of justice. And I think that's the way the office and the way Carmen Ortiz would look at it. There was a lot of controversy as to whether cases like this should be tried in military courts or civilian courts. There was the whole question about whether this case could be fairly tried in Massachusetts or whether it would have to be moved out of state. So the fact that the trial went, although it was a long trial and a quite emotional and grueling trial, the fact that it ended the way it is, I think, is satisfying and shows that the system of justice can work.
Of course, now federal prosecutors will be trying to persuade the jury to put Tsarnaev to death in this case. Would it be a big defeat for Carmen Ortiz to win the convictions but only get life in prison?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think the view of the Department of Justice in these kinds of cases is, you know, present all the evidence in the most compelling way possible, give the defendant in our system of justice the full opportunity to present whatever mitigating circumstances there are that about his personal life and about his whatever else he thinks is appropriate to present to the jury, and let the jury decide. So I don't think it's a, quote, a defeat if the jury comes back. And remember, it only takes one member of the jury to decide that life imprisonment is the appropriate punishment, not death, for that to be the result.
So how do you imagine the prosecution then pushes forward its case when it's already shown the jury some of the most horrific evidence it has, those videos, those still photos of the carnage at the bombing sites and the testimony of survivors?
This really is a trial within a trial, and so the government, I think, is well served to remind the jury and to really keep the emotional level pretty high. So they're not going to just sit back and let the defendant present when, you know, it's his turn, the opportunity to present all of the so-called mitigating circumstances. The government has an obligation to prove again the aggravating circumstances and let the jury weigh both aggravating circumstances and mitigating circumstances.
And what do you think then the defense will be trying to accomplish?
They have to try to, and it's going to be hard, but they're going to have to try to humanize him in some fashion. Apparently he has been totally immobile and stoic, showing no emotion during the entire trial, even during the most heart-wrenching and gruesome portions of the presentation of the evidence. So I think the defense has to try to answer the riddle, which probably all of us have to some extent, which is, how does a 19-year-old kid from a local high school commit these kinds of gruesome and heinous crimes? They've got to at least present some shred of humanity so that at least one member of the jury, and again, all it takes is one member of the jury says, you know, I think there's something here that we ought to spare, and we ought to show some mercy.
Former Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Donald Stern speaking to us about what's next in the case for the convicted Boston Marathon bomber, Jahar Tsarnaev. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.